And this guy has made all things IT fun over the course of the year, as always. Richard Pascoe, I say good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Lee, and the listeners for the last time this year.
Yes, absolutely. And you've been busy over the last few days on Adelaide Radio, and you've got a bit still to come on Christmas and Boxing Day, haven't you?
Yes, I do. I did an 8 p.m. till midnight shift last night. I'll be on Christmas Day 10 till 2, then I come back Boxing Day 1 till 4. And I've got about 13 shifts between now and the second week in January, which is very nice of 5AA to do that. But one of the surprising things, Lee, is when people see what you do on air, a lot of people from the outside think it's very easy, don't they, Lee?
They do, but it's not sometimes.
No, let me tell you, it's not, people. We have the greatest sympathy for this man that you're listening to him. He's doing a great, great job.
Look, it looks like work will be following you over the Christmas break, so all the very best there. And I thought we'd wrap up for 2021. You've put together your tongue-in-cheek tech tips for the year.
Yes, we have, Lee. The number one is, as we head into summer, if your smartphone, tablet or computer is running hot, don't stick it in the freezer. Turn it off, let it cool down. I did have somebody once who did put a smartphone in the freezer, forgot all about it, left it there, and that was the end of the smartphone.
Yeah. So, yeah. Would someone do that, though? That's interesting. Would someone do that? I mean, naturally, the common sense would kick in, and you think, yeah, I'll just wait till it cools down, like a lot of appliances. Stick it in the freezer?
No, it's a real estate agent who did that. It was very funny at the time. People, if you're trying to keep your kids off the internet over Christmas, here's what to do. Change the Wi-Fi password, put it under the dishes that need to be done. They will never find that password.
Fantastic idea. What about if we love our pets, which we all do?
If you love your pets, but if you let them sit on your computer, it can do the same damage as you treading on one. I've had made lots of money from people over the years who've let the pet sit on the computer.
Okay, so if you've got a laptop, say, for example, when you've got it sitting on your knee and the cat jumps up on your lap there, keep the cat away from the keyboard. Good idea.
That's exactly right. Now, we all know, Lee, Christmas is the season for giving. Unfortunately, Lee, you will not inherit a fortune from your long-lost relative in Africa. Stop believing all your emails that you get.
Word of warning there, because we're still getting quite a few emails, aren't we, even to this day?
And we're going to get worse. It's going to become worse next year, so we really have to wise up. Now, Lee, we say that one dog year is equivalent to 7 human years, but in computer years, one human year is equivalent to 15 years. So that 10-year-old computer you have is actually 150 years old. It's on a Zimmer frame and can barely get out of the house. No wonder it's slow.
I didn't know that. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, I think a 10-year-old computer is really, in a lot of cases, it's done its time.
Yeah, so one human year is equivalent to 15 years in computer tech.
Exactly right. So, yes, everything has a bit of a shelf life nowadays.
All right. Now, finally, you've got a little bit of information about how it pays to erase your internet search history.
Yeah, look, people, it really does. If you're going to put your computer in for a service or get your tech guy out to look at it, you know what, people? It pays to erase your internet search history before you give it to your tech guy. So they might not discover something embarrassing about you. So, that was my final tech tip for the year. I hope everybody out there has a wonderful Christmas and New Year. And we all stay safe and healthy. We seem to know what's coming, Lee, but let's hope it's not as bad as everybody thinks it is.
Look, Richard, we'll echo those thoughts. I really appreciate your time. Just after 7 o'clock on a Monday or on a Tuesday on some occasions, it's wonderful talking all things IT because it is a changing world out there. A lot of people, like even some of those tips you've given us this morning, you don't necessarily think about. So it's also bringing it to the forefront and keeping us on our toes because it's very, very important, particularly these days with security issues that we do have. So with that, I wish you all the very best, you and your family, for Christmas and all the best in 2022. We'll give you a bit of time off, Richard, because I know you've got a little bit of Adelaide radio work coming up and we might touch base with you again late in January with all things IT in 2022. So all the very best, Richard, and take care.
And Lee, I look forward to it. And, you know, my thoughts really do go out to the big tragedy that happened down in Tasmania. It's just absolutely awful. But look forward to talking to you again next year.